Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Pendengar, sebuah laporan oleh Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia Australia menemukan bahwa mayoritas Muslim di Australia telah mengalami beberapa bentuk diskriminasi dalam hidup mereka. Namun banyak yang masih melihat Australia sebagai negara yang ramah. Laporan ini dibuat melalui Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Marsilia Aili untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Ketika Sair Edris melarikan diri dari apartheid di Afrika Selatan pada usia 5 tahun, ia membayangkan rumah barunya akan menjadi salah satu kesempatan yang setara.
I'm born in South Africa, migrated to Australia when I was quite young, came with our family. We left a pretty difficult situation in apartheid South Africa, so it was important for us to come to a place where on its face was going to give us a good chance, you know, the Australian fair go.
Namun, sebagai keluarga Muslim menetap di Australia, terutama setelah serangan teror 11 September 2001, terbukti sulit bagi dirinya dan keluarganya.
Around September 11, things changed for me quite significantly. Attitudes towards my faith and my identity changed in the public sphere, so that made it a little bit difficult to interact the same way I did before. As a young adult at the time, I struggled to reconcile my identity as a Muslim and also as someone who was being asked to explain the events of some horrible criminals on the other side of the world, which wasn't something we'd experienced previously.
Edris mengatakan ia menjadi tumbuh dewasa dan maju dalam karirnya. Demikian juga pengalamannya dengan diskriminasi.
I was during Ramadan, I was fasting. And my manager at the time had said to his manager, perhaps we could move this particular staff event to another week because a couple of his staff members were fasting. And the response from that senior manager was, really, how many of them do we have working here? We should keep an eye on them. So those sorts of attitudes are not unusual. It's unfortunate and we should all be shocked by them, but it becomes the norm for a lot of us living and working in a racialized society.
Sair Edris mengatakan diskriminasi kini telah meningkat begitu tragis. Ia mulai takut akan keselamatannya.
I've had threats of physical violence as a result of my Muslimness, can we say? And I've been discouraged by reporting them by the New South Wales Police. That was many years ago, and we'd hope that had changed. But the attitude was, perhaps you should stop doing these things, and that is speaking out against Islamophobia, and you may not get the hate that is targeted towards you.
Sebuah laporan yang berjudul Sharing the Experiences of Australian Muslims menunjukkan ia tidak sendirian. Telah ditemukan 80% dari lebih dari 1,000 peserta dalam survei itu mengalami beberapa bentuk diskriminasi. Separuh dari mereka yang ikut dalam survei itu mengatakan hal tersebut terlihat ketika berurusan dengan penegakan hukum. 48% mengatakan mereka menjadi sasaran di tempat kerja atau ketika mencari pekerjaan, sementara 29% mengatakan mereka mengalami beberapa bentuk diskriminasi di lembaga pendidikan. Pendiri dari Islamophobia Register dan advokat anti-diskriminasi, Maryam Fetsadeh, juga pernah mengalami pelecehan yang ditargetkan.
Everything from having police patrol my house because of the constant death threats that I was receiving, having police trace calls to offenders that only live suburbs away who were constantly targeting me and threatening me, to having things like bizarre things like having my home address disclosed, my residential home address. Luckily, I'd moved out of that unit, but having that disclosed and then having bacon sent to that mail address. So that I've had a whole host of different things that have happened to me. I'm conscious, however, that some of those were more extreme examples because of the advocacy work I did in the Islamophobia space.
Laporan tersebut juga menemukan bahwa satu dari setiap empat Muslim di Australia terlalu takut untuk berbicara ketika mereka atau seseorang yang mereka kenal mengalami beberapa bentuk diskriminasi. Maryam Fisadek mengatakan yang mungkin lebih memprihatinkan adalah tidak adanya dukungan yang memadai bagi mereka yang berani mengangkat bicara.
I suspect there are many individuals facing everyday incidents of Islamophobia that are not coming forward. And that is the trend that we were looking to reverse, to have an organisation that, you know, the Australian community can turn to be able to record these incidents. But I'm not surprised by the findings, but as I said, I think we do require additional resources to be dedicated to this area to be able to paint a more accurate picture as to what kind of Islamophobic incidents are taking place across Australia.
Salah satu rekomendasi dalam laporan itu adalah seruan kepada pemerintah federal untuk membentuk kerangka kerja anti-rasisme. Chintan adalah komisaris RAS di Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia Australia. Ia mengatakan sudah waktunya bagi pemerintah federal untuk membentuk kerangka kerja anti-rasisme nasional.
We believe there is a strong and powerful need for us to have a coordinated national strategy that works on many fronts to actively counter racism and discrimination at the various levels that they occur. And it brings me to this advocacy that we're now putting forward to the Commission about implementing in Australia a national anti-racism framework. The framework will serve as an overarching shared value, shared committed purpose about devising a strong reference point about how we deal with race issues and race relations and social cohesion in this country.
Nah, pendengar, untuk hal ini, SBS telah meminta tanggapan dari pemerintah federal dan masih menunggu jawabannya.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.